Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sandy Steinman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Sandy is the author of the Small Business Turnaround Guide. He's a guy who's been in business for a long time. He's seen a lot of businesses get in trouble. He's seen some of them not make it. He's seen some of them make it. He's worked on both kinds of projects, and he's taken the opportunity to put all that into a handy dandy book that you can use to help you solve some problems in your business. And he's here to talk to us about it right now. Sandy Steinman, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Just so nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank you. It's been an interesting journey, and I had never planned on writing a book, but it just happened. And
well, I tell, I've written two, and I'm working on a third one. Yeah. I tell men that when you write a book, it's as close as you'll ever get to birthing a baby.
Well, I think so. I think that's a great analogy, and I'm not sure that I'm enough of a masochist to do a second. I'm going to see, but the first one was fun.
Well, let me read a little part from it here, folks, and kind of set the stage for you. You know your business may be in trouble when you're having a staff meeting, and upon hearing how's business, your sales manager bursts into tears. Now that's a business in trouble. Here's another one. This is one that there was a time in my life when I could identify with this. You know you might be in trouble when your bank gives you your own not insufficient fund stamp and asks you to pre-stamp your checks. You know, Sandy, there are a lot of small businesses out there that almost live their life. They almost go through the entire career just living on the edge of extinction, don't they?
They are, and you know what, Jim? It's hard to watch. I heard you say something the other day. I was listening to one of your archive shows, and you made some comment about the fact that small business owners are all in.
We're all in. That's right.
And they are. I mean, we're talking about their house and their credit card maxed up, truly all in. The rest of the guys could go out, and the people who sign the back of the paychecks can go someplace else. Maybe not as well, but they can. The business owners are it's tough, but it doesn't have to be. They can solve their problems, and I really want them to do that.
What is the thing that you think that you see most often that you see business owners getting into doing? What's the practice, the behavior, the whatever that you see them doing that's classic, I'm headed into trouble and I don't know what behavior?
Well, it probably like most things, it begins when they begin to conceptualize their business. Most business owners are very good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They may have been an air conditioning technician,
right,
or they may
whatever
have been a
it is, whatever industry they're in, whatever they sell, they're good at that.
Yeah, and they figure they will excel at business. But the problem is, they don't understand the processes that you need in business. For example, they have no idea of what their vision for their company should be.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea how to create an operating plan.
You think that's because in the early days, so many of them are just trying to make a living? This is an alternative to going and getting a job?
In some cases, it is. I mean, the truth is, nobody, even a B school grad, is really prepared to go into business for themselves at the outset. And there are commonalities between, or really points of differences between troubled companies and triumphant companies. Mm-hmm. And I just see them all the time.
So you think
somehow they need to learn what they are.
So how about lack of preparation in the early days? Knowing the key things that you got to pay attention to. What about that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, planning is major. I mean, if they don't have an operating plan, It's just like getting in a car, going on a trip, not having a map. You don't know where you're going,
mm-hmm.
and you don't. So how do you know when you get there?
And by not knowing that, we don't realize it, but you're burning through precious cash that you really can't afford.
You're doing it quick, and whereas if you had a benchmark, you would know, I'm not where I need to be here in this third or fourth month. And, of course, a lot of them are undercapitalized going in. There's no question about that.
Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. There's not a question about that.
And the reason is because your business has always got its hand out. There's always some place to put the money, like a teenager.
Exactly. There's no question about that.
So talk to us about about some of the financial things that you've seen, mistakes you've seen small businesses make.
Well, I'll tell you probably the biggest is small businesses typically don't know what to charge their service. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a client in Pennsylvania. They were a concrete contractor. They had been in business for 40-some-odd years and had done well until the last few years before I met them, where they had lost over $300,000 a year. And when I met them, they told me they didn't think I could help them. They were doing everything they could do. They were working hard.
Uh-huh.
They were winning over 50% of the jobs they bid on, which was a little bit of a clue.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And so first thing I did...
They really should have been getting about 25% and doing it right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. First thing that I did was I did what was called a fully burdened labor analysis, and what I found was that they every hour they were billing, they were losing $3.
Yeah,
and that's a lot. They were a big company, mm-hmm. and so I said, here's what you got to do. You got to take your rate up to here, and they said, we won't get any jobs. I said, it doesn't matter because you're going to go out of business.
That's when you say, well, congratulations when that happens.
That's exactly.
You're going. The more jobs you don't get, the longer you'll be able to stay in business.
Right, but you know what? They did it, and. Along with some other things we did.
I've got to tighten this up because we've got to go to a break. But what you're saying is they really weren't monitoring their gross profit number, were they?
Exactly.
The gross profit number, folks, that's how you tell how effective you are at pricing your product, pricing your services, because the operating expenses below gross profit, Those are the things that are typically not as variable. And so you got to check out the gross profit. The book is called The Small Business Turnaround Guide by Sandy Steinman. It's available wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to get some more out of Sandy after these messages. Stay with me. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.